No, he just, I mean, he just practiced hard. I mean, even on scout team, running the ball, he's a tough runner. Going all the way back, you know, early in the year, he's just one of those things where he was on show team for us and giving us looks, giving us great looks and everything. And it was just a good chance for him to showcase what he's been doing all this while in the practice. Now he got a chance to go out and get rewarded and have a performance he had last night. It's unbelievable. So, I mean, he deserved it because he worked his tail off. I mean, offensive line, the backs, the tight ends, the fullback, you know, they really came in that game. And I think the whole team fed off of them. Establishing the run game, I think defensively we looked at them and said, you know what, this is exactly how we practice. This is what we wanted to do. And offense just led the way, and they did it all night. And we was just biting at the bit defensively, and then we showed up defensively in the run game. So it's going to start there. You know, it always starts up front. I'm a truly believer in that. It starts up front with us, and the more we can play like that, the better we'll be offensively and defensively. I mean, it was all of the above. We just we understood how we needed to play the game, and one of the ways we wanted to play the game was being physical at the line of scrimmage, offensively and defensively. So, but we got to do a better job on the quarterback. He had 15 yards on 3 carries. So now we have to shift our focus to, you know, stopping quarterbacks in the run game. Right. I mean, that's all part of the pass game where, you know, rush lane discipline. And I think the times that, you know, we didn't have it, he got those yards. But, I mean, our main focus is the run game. If Andrew wanted to run the ball 30 times, so be it. You know? And, but we knew how dangerous he was. Extending plays and being able to get out the pocket if he needed to try to get the ball downfield or, to make some yardage with his legs. So for the most part, we did a pretty good job. And I'm just happy the way we came up in the run game because we talked about it. We put emphasis on it every week of the run game. And you know what? The more we do that and the more we play like this, the better we'll be. We executing well as a team. I mean, it's, from day one, we wanted to execute the way that we're doing, but for some reason we didn't. So, but now all of a sudden that it's starting to come together and guys starting to see and prepare well and the things starting to fall in place with the game plans, with individuals. Just execution, you know, and sticking to our guns, sticking to what we believe in, whatever it may be that week, we stick to it. And the more we can stick to our game plan, the better we'll be as a team. So, from here on out, that's how we got to approach the games. You know, we want to win every week. We want to win. And then every week is going to be a different game plan. But at the same time, we got to be able to stick to our guns and what we want to do. And if we need to switch up something, we make those adjustments during the game. So, but the more we play as a unit, the three phases of the game, the more we play together and play good football, we could continue to stay on track. So our goal is to stay on track. And that's been offense, defense, and special team. And we definitely got areas that we still can clean up. We haven't played our best football yet because there's still some areas that we do need to clean up, and we will get them cleaned up and fixed going forward because little mistakes can, you know, lead to big things. And that's one of the things right now we don't need. We don't need a bunch of little mistakes turn into a big one, and it costs us. So we just got to continue to just stay focused and continue to just grind it away. Just grind at the bit, chop at the bit, and just keep punching away, focus, and just treat it one game at a time and have great practices. And that's the one thing that you know, we can't overshadow is being able to leave a practice feeling good about what we've accomplished on the practice field. And for the last couple of weeks, we've been doing that.